This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Vaccination campaign against coronavirus starts. Prime Minister Oli commits to provide free vaccine to all Nepalese within next 3 months. Constitutional bench continues hearing on writ petitions filed against house dissolution today as well. And Mali and French troops killed 100 jihadists in a joint operation throughout January. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has launched a vaccination campaign against coronavirus from Sukraraj Tropical Infectious Diseases Hospital in Teku. Addressing the launch of the vaccination campaign in a virtual manner, Prime Minister Oli urged to maintain the methods adopted in the past in the fight against coronavirus and expressed his commitment to provide a free vaccine against coronavirus to all Nepalese within the next 3 months. Prime Minister Oli thanked scientists, manufacturers and investors for their work in investing and manufacturing the coronavirus vaccine, which goes beyond geography and borders to save the human race. On the occasion, Minister for Health and Population, Hridayas Tripathi, read out a congratulatory message sent by President Vidya Devi Bhandari on the vaccination campaign against the coronavirus. In the message, President Bhandari has mentioned that the vaccine against the coronavirus should be distributed fairly in all countries of the world and added that the preparation of all the sectors was essential for the success of the vaccination campaign. On the occasion, Minister Tripathi thanked the health workers and others involved in the coronavirus pandemic and urged the health workers and sanitation workers to get vaccinated. In the first phase, the government is vaccinating health workers, vaccination workers, sanitation workers and ambulance drivers against coronavirus. The government of India had provided 1 million doses of Covishield vaccine as a grant. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, vaccination against coronavirus has started in 17 centres in the Kathmandu Valley and more than 300 centres across the country. The ministry said that the vaccination against coronavirus would be carried out in all the districts within the next 10 days and those in the front line would be vaccinated in the first phase. According to the ministry, about 12,000 people will be vaccinated today itself. The hearing on the writ petition against the dissolution of the House of Representatives is continuing in the Constitutional Bench today as well. A Constitutional Bench of Justices Bishambar Prasad Shrestha, Anil Kumar Sinha, Sapana Pradhan Malla and Tej Bahadur Kesi, led by Chief Justice Cholendra Samshir Janga Bahadur Rana, has been hearing 13 writ petitions against the dissolution of the House of Representatives since Sunday. A fire that broke out at Gotigaon in Tila Rural Municipality 7, Jumla Pokhari, has turned 25 houses into ashes. According to the Police Information Officer and Police Inspector of the District Police Office, Humla, Yuvan Kumar Chaudhary, all 25 houses were completely destroyed in the fire incident that spread from a pipe of an improvised stove in the village, which is 35 km away from the district headquarters, Jumla Khalanga. The informer caught the dry grass on the rooftop of the house and got spread. Inspector Chaudhary added that the fire incident had occurred at around 7 p.m. as informed by the local witness, and as many as 20 to 25 cattle were also burned alive along with the destruction of the houses. A police team comprising 6 personnel from Tila 1, Rara Lihi Police Post and Kudari Police Post has reached the incident site immediately after being informed of the fire outbreak. Similarly, President Vidya Devi Bhandari has expressed sorrow over the loss of food and livestock, including more than 24 houses in the fire that broke out in Gotigaon of Jumla. Expressing sympathy to the fire victims through a tweet this afternoon, the President drew the attention of the concerned parties to make necessary arrangements for relief and rehabilitation of the families of the victims. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Malian and French forces killed about 100 jihadists and took another 20 captives in a joint operation in central Mali. The joint operation lasted from January 2nd to 20th and targeted areas bordering Burkina Faso, where militant groups with links to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State control large areas of the remote desert and regularly carry out raids on the army and civilians. France has more than 5,100 military personnel based in the West African Sahel region to help counter the militants and the involvement that is facing increased opposition at home and from quarters in Mali. Colombia's defense minister has died in hospital after contracting coronavirus. 69-year-old Carlos Holmes Rujillo was taken to hospital with the COVID-19 earlier this month and had developed viral pneumonia. A long-serving politician, Mr. Rujillo was a key figure in Colombia's struggle to combat organized crime. He had been treated in intensive care in a military hospital in the capital, Bogota. U.S. President Joe Biden said United States aims to acquire an additional 200 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines, enough to immunize most Americans by summertime. Biden's administration will purchase 100 million doses each of the vaccines made by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna Inc., increasing the overall total doses to 600 million, with delivery expected by summer. The previous purchase target was 400 million doses. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. Vaccination campaign against coronavirus starts. Prime Minister Oli commits to provide free vaccine to all Nepalese within next 3 months. Constitutional bench continues hearing on writ petitions filed against house dissolution today as well. And Mali and French troops killed 100 jihadists in a joint operation throughout January. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.